Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena Kirsten.
Good morning.
Morena.
How you going?
I'm really good on this sunny, gorgeous morning, isn't
it? I feel like I'm on holiday.
I know. Some people are like, is she in the Twilight Zone? Yeah, I am. Actually, speaking of Twilight Zone, I think that has a good spoken word part too, doesn't it, that song?
It does.
So we're doing tracks with spoken interludes. I think I was looking initially for spoken intros. I think these are all intros, but I mean, we can talk about spoken interludes. And it's such a funky little thing because there's lots of different genres that had it. One of the originals was a genre called doo-wop that featured a lot of different comedy things. And one of the last vestiges of that is that early rock and roll leader of the pack where the girls are talking about Johnny. But you think about even like Prince doing his Dearly Beloved, We're All Gathered Here, and Michael Jackson's Thriller has that lovely Vincent Price sort of scary talking at the end.
Yes.
You get tracks where people leave like a phone message or something.
There's a lot of that, and I feel like there's been a real resurgence of the kind of dial tone click.
Oh, really? Oh, I'll have to keep an eye out for it. Because I don't know, with cell phones, is it still like... Yeah, I guess so. People leave a message and stuff. You get definitely those sort of plea, you know, like, hey, baby, come back to me. It's a really, yes. You know, I guess a personal angsty thing in the middle of it. We have some interesting, more like storytelling, actually, the ones today that we're doing. Should we start with, this is an iconic one from Talking Heads from 1980. It's considered one of the most important, you know, songs that shaped rock and roll. And it's sort of very much set in the 80s, I guess, sort of about, you know, in the 80s we had something called yuppies, young, yes, up-and-coming professionals. And I guess the sort of monologue in there is about 80s greed. And, this is a very interesting band. They're sort of an American punk art rock sort of band. This is different than British punk. But enjoy Talking Heads, Once in a Lifetime.
With a beautiful wife, and you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground into the blue again. After the money's gone, once in a lifetime, water flowing underground.
And you may ask yourself, how do I work this? And you may ask yourself, this is not my beautiful house. And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife.
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground into the blue again. After the money's gone, once in a lifetime, water flowing underground.
Same as it ever was, same as it ever was, same as it ever was, same as it ever was. Same as it ever was, same as it ever was, same as it ever was, same as it ever was. Water dissolving and water removing. There is water at the bottom of the ocean. Under the water, carry the water.
What a classic.
I don't think I know a single person who doesn't like Talking Heads.
Yeah. They're pretty universal.
Yeah, true. Yeah. And that sounded very Preacher. You know, not that, I don't know if David Byrne particularly spent heaps of time in church, but it was very much like that sort of preachy poetry from the pulpit, you know, the sort of sort of melodicness to it, wasn't it?
Well, it's interesting you should say that. Here's another track under Talking Heads that was called Puzzling Evidence, and it's like written like a gospel track, like the choir kind of grows in the background.
I think he obviously very fascinated. I mean, they did dabble in various sort of almost African sounding stuff sometimes. So you obviously sort of really inspired by that. But yeah, his speaking, I can imagine being in the audience, you know, people chanting it, and it was amazing. Now this next track is, wow, it's even more sort of intense. And what's funny is time-wise, so this is a Johnny Cash track, but time-wise it's from 2002. So this isn't, you know, like, obviously from that older period. And this is one of the last songs that he wrote before his death. Wow. And in this one, he's getting really biblical, sort of dabbles in the book of Revelation, mm-hmm. sorrow and redemption. And, you know, this is like, yeah, sorry. I'm sorry this is going to depress everybody. It's beautiful. But taking you on this journey.
And I feel like country's a big genre for the spoken word, that kind of country folk type, as in, like...
Yeah.
As soon as spoken word, I thought of Lee Hazelwood's Trouble is a Lonesome Town. He builds whole town around him with all these weird people with weird stories, and, like, it's almost more word than song, that album.
Yeah, see, I was going to the more maudlin, you know, hey, darling... You left me, but yeah, you're right. There is that. And this is more the real storytelling. I guess picturing people, troubadours, you know, wandering around with their guitar and telling stories like the news.
Totally. Well, let's have a listen to The Man Comes Around from Johnny Cash.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse. There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home.
Beautiful. The wise men will... we've had a lot of awesome texts from people. Someone, us mentioning Talking Heads and the 80s greed element of the spoken word, somebody's mentioned there's a band from Pōneke, Wellington called Revolver, and they have a song on their recent album called Landlord, and it has a spoken word excerpt at the end of it, and it's all about 2020's greed and landlords.
Ooh, sounds awesome.
It is awesome. There's even a Nickelback mention here, you'll be pleased to know,
Kirsten. Wow, awesome.
ladies mea culpa. Then There's heaps. I mean, it's interesting how many genres it spans. Like Greg Churchill's a mention. That's like good dance music. Public Enemy. It's just everywhere.
Yeah, isn't it weird that it's not just one, you know, genre? Like, you know, we were just talking about country, and our last track is from a completely different genre again. I feel like, I don't know if it's the intention, but I feel like it makes you feel closer to the band.
Yes.
You know, even though obviously singing's super intimate and people, you know, enjoy, you know, the closeness you feel with enjoying your favorite artist singing, but talking, you're like, oh, now they're giving me the real them. Now I really know them.
It's very human.
Now they're really my friend.
Yeah, it sort of demystifies it a little bit because it's easy to put artists on a pedestal when they've got beautiful voices and stuff, but I guess when they're talking, it's like very human sort of connection.
Yeah, actually on my list, we've got Nine Inch Nails and Marilyn Manson. So, you know, like another genre again, you know, like...
Totally.
The last one I have, it's funny because we've actually gone in order of the year release, was to me Talking Heads sounds like almost recent and that we're going back in time, but you know, very interesting time vibes these tracks have. So this last one we're gonna play is, I guess, what's this band called, Celtic Punk Irish? This is the Tossers, and from Chicago, an Irish band from Chicago, and complete with mandolin, tin whistle. They've had fiddle and banjo.
Oh yeah.
That's what makes it Irish. Yeah, so this one's thankfully more jolly than the other ones. But I thought it was so interesting reading about the band. One thing was describing them as, you know, down to earth, colloquial, which I guess is part of the talking. And one used the word scabrous. Uh-huh. S-C-A-B-R-O-U-S. And I was like, I haven't seen that word before. It means a rough surface, like a scab. That's the weirdest word. So I hope people feel, we can feel that. But so yeah, they're sort of in the oeuvre of other bands like Murphy's Law, The Pogues, Dropkick Murphy, but they're Chicago Irish. And yeah, this song kind of sounds like, I don't know, it has a familiarity like you've heard it before, but it's from 2005, The Tossers, Drinking in the Day. Maybe don't do that today, but just listen to the song about it.
Yeah, let's have a listen.
Thanks so much, Kirsten Zemke, for Traveling Tunes.
You're welcome.
It's been awesome to talk about spoken word intros.
Yes, great. Thank you so much.
We're going to go out with Drinking in the Day by The Tossers.
I managed to clear a space for himself, like Dublin City on a Sunday morning about 6 o'clock. Both Dublin and myself are rid of our traffic then, and I'm walking. Houses are solitary and dignified. Streets are adventures twisting in and out and up and down my mind. The river is talking to itself and it doesn't care if I eavesdrop. No longer cluttered with purpose, the city turns to the mountains and takes time to listen to the sea, and I witness all three communing in silence under a relaxed sky. Bridges look aloof and protective, the gates of park are closed, green places must have their privacy too. Office blocks are empty, important, and a bit pathetic if they admit it. Small hills in this city are truly surprising when they emerge in that early morning light. Nobody has ever walked on them yet, and they await the first explorers to straggle in from the needy north and squat down here this minute in weary legions between the cathedral and the river. At the gates of conquest, they might enjoy a deep, uninterrupted sleep. Having used so much and without mercy and still be capable of rediscovering yourself, the old nakedness is what makes a friend of this city when sleep has failed. I make through that nakedness to stumble on my own, surprised to find a city so like a man. Statues and monuments check me out as I pass, clearing a space for myself best I can. One Sunday morning, the original song in Dublin.
Well, I'm that hard, up on Lace and Street, of a Tuesday afternoon. In summer's fallen colours, sulking back to school. Well, I asked her, would she linger? And she asked me, would I stay? Would I keep a girl in company, drinking in the day? Drinking, and not thinking. Drinking, we'll go drinking in the day. Well, she was almost a woman, she was going on 16. Well, she asked me to go walking in St. Stephen's Green. Well, she said I love the sunshine and to hear the children play. But I won't be distracted when I'm drinking in the day. With her flashing eyes and milk white lies, she looked just like a sun, like the ghost of a woman that first made me go wrong. Oh, she said I'll have a drink with you, but I said you'll have to pay for a comprehensive education. Drinking in the day, and I'll drinking.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.